Until recently, when an orphaned sea otter was found on a beach, volunteers helped get it out of harm's way and into rehabilitation. The Alaska Sea Life Center in Seward was the only place that would accept them. Once there, people like Brett Long would get to work.
This is a feed me please.
Long is the animal husbandry director at the center. He's in charge of caring for the baby otters. While that might sound like a dream job, don't be fooled. It's hard work.
It's the screaming child, right? Hey, it's your turn to take care of it.
All four of the otter pups at the Sea Life Center are orphans. Over the last several years, Streptococcus bacteria has been killing Alaska's sea otters. Since 2002, an estimated 328 otters have died statewide from the infection. And that means more orphan pups to care for. Long coordinates a team that cares for the otters round the clock. Because of their fast metabolism, sea otters eat about 25% of their body weight in seafood every day. At the Sea Life Center, all of that food lives in a freezer, about the size of a studio apartment.
We've got smelt, squid, two or three different types of herring, pollock, capelin, mussels.
And it's not just feeding that's time-consuming. Because many of the pups are too young to know how to groom themselves, the staff has to do it for them. They use blow dryers, towels, and combs to clean the fur and fluff it up. For Long, the demanding nature of the work feels familiar.
I have two nephews that were born 3 months early, and so the first 3 months of their life was in a neonatal care ICU, and that's what raising sea otters is like. It's a little beauty salon mixed with a neonatal ICU.
As the pups grow older, trainers work with them individually to help prepare them for lives in education centers.
Good up. Good.
In an outdoor enclosure, trainer Juliana Kim trains Tongit how to roll on his back and accept a fish. The pup arrived at the Sea Life Center last spring after turning up in a Cordova parking lot.
Tongit, good boy.
The Sea Life Center isn't equipped to keep the pups forever. Eventually, they'll be moved to educational facilities or aquaria, either in the U.S. or abroad. But the options for orphan otters are becoming fewer and fewer. Only a limited number of facilities meet the strict requirements set by the U.S. Animal Welfare Act, which allow them to accept otters. Right now, there are only 14 facilities licensed in North America. Debbie Tobin is a biology professor at Kenai Peninsula College in Homer and a member of the Marine Mammal Stranding Network.
You have to have the right sort of aquarium or facility or a zoo to house a sea otter. It's an expensive and difficult task to take on a sea otter if you don't already have all of the setup for that. So many of the facilities in the U.S. are essentially full.
That means rehab facilities are now turning pups away. While the four pups we heard earlier have since moved to new homes, the Sea Life Center has no plans to accept more. Now, when volunteers like Tobin find orphan pups, they have to leave them be.
We've had to physically put them back laying on the beach, knowing that very likely you come by the next day and they're either there dead or they've been scavenged, or if you're lucky, they washed out to sea and you don't know what happened to them. But oftentimes we go back out the next day and they're dead lying on the beach.
For Tobin, leaving pups on the beach is a bitter pill to swallow.
It's really, really hard to put that actual pup back down on the beach. I'm going to cry and walk away.
Several organizations are in the process of applying to become certified to house otters. But if the current pace of adult otter die-offs continues, it's unlikely there will ever be enough facilities to keep up with the demand. In Homer, I'm Shayla Farzan.